Good morning. Welcome back. My name is Tom. This is the I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast. I am super happy to be here. Just thought I would plug in, start talking. I do this a lot. If it doesn't work out, I just don't post it. If it doesn't happen, if it's not, if I'm not feeling it, I don't really have much to talk about today. In fact, everything is going really well. Yeah, I feel good. The summer's over, at least as far as on the summer calendar here in at the beach. And right on schedule, the rain started. You know, we didn't have any rain all summer, pretty much, and now summer's over, and boom, it starts raining. The weather's really shitty, and this is that time of the year where you're like, God, we could still go to the pool and go to the beach, but the air temperature's changing, even though it is muggy and hot today, still. But the air temperature changes, and yeah, the water feels good, but when you get out, it's cold, and it's just, you know, summer's over. Let's get the memo. It's a wrap. I love summer, but I love this time of year. I love the fall, and I love winter, but I can only take each one of them so much, right? It's nice to move on. When I lived out in California, it was like constantly beautiful. And that's nice, but it's kind of like working 5 days during the week so that you can appreciate the weekend. And that's kind of like the seasons. Each season makes me appreciate the next one. Thank God for the seasons. I love Alanis. You know, I'm the kind of guy that when I hear that kind of music, I say, "Oh, she's clearly in recovery." We do a Pearl Jam podcast, and we were talking about Pearl Jam songs, and I was like, "The songs are clearly about recovery," but it turned out it was not about recovery; it was about something else. And but that little. Good it feels to finally forgive you. You know, that's a great line. Justified resentments, justified anger, justified fighting. You know, look what this person did. Clearly, what I'm about to do is justified. You know, I've been in that spot. And then, you know, I've been in the spot where, you know, clearly how well it feels to forgive you. It's all ego, right? I mean, how good of it? I mean, what good does it do to be to hold a resentment or to not forgive. I mean, it's like, you know, being sober and working on this stuff and going through these steps and addressing this stuff. To me right now, I think of it and I go, why would you not forgive somebody? I mean, it's like an anchor, you know, it's a justified anchor. Why are you carrying that anchor around? I'm mad and I have a good reason. Okay, well, and you're just walking around with a big ass anchor. You know, I wonder what that would look like if every person that was walking around with a justified resentment actually had to carry around an anchor for each one. I mean, physically, we're not carrying around an anchor, but emotionally, we are. I mean, have you ever had, like, your shoe comes untied a little bit? And it's like you're just fucking too lazy to reach down and tie it, but it's like you keep stepping on, you know, that plastic end, and it's like you trip a little bit, and it's just aggravating. It's just undermining your day, your laces. You know, if you had to carry around a physical 500-pound anchor, or well, let's even make it down. Let's put it at 50 pounds. Or even like 20 pounds, a 20-pound anchor that you had to carry around all day that was a resentment that was justified. You'd be like, shit, I got to work this out. I can't carry this anchor around. It's tiring on my muscles. But it's not physically pulling on our muscles. It's spiritually. It's emotionally. And we don't realize it. We get used to it. And it just starts affecting us. And we just like get used to that effect. And we just get used to being grumpy. Or we get used to being, you know, negative. And then the whole time it's this anchor. This resentment. This justified anger. I remember when I got sober and started working on this stuff, and I thought, you mean I could just forgive somebody and move on? I have that power? Or I remember when they used to say, you know, you can start the day over at any time. Or like that Pearl Jam song, I choose to feel just how I am. I choose to feel. I've always thought that resentments and anger and was all lazy. It's all lazy cussing. It's just lazy stuff. Because the other side of it is you have to really think about it. And you know what? A lot of justified resentments, a lot of justified anger, dissected a lot of the time, I played a role in it. I played a part. It's the same theme, it's the same thread that runs through all of it. Accountability, ego, humility, lack of humility. Accountability is the big one. What part did I play in this justified resentment? You know, it all boils down to me not getting what I want or me wanting something. Every time. Accountability. You know, if I've played a role in this, if I'm part blamed, is it still a justified resentment? I mean, that's the kind of behavior we learn like in like first grade. You know, my son is the thing that is going, you know, the thing that kids do today is like a TikTok or Instagram or these social media platforms, which, you know, as an adult and, you know, with podcasting and a salon, you know, you're forced to. I remember when Facebook even started, Facebook, and I had the salon, and I remember I'm like, I want to create an ad and I want to put the little F on the ad. The guy's like, what's that? I'm like, that's the Facebook ad. What's Facebook? And now, you know, you can't start a business. I mean, I guess you could. I mean, I don't know if there's any research on this, but it seems now that if you want to have a business, you need a Facebook page. You know, if you want to, we went out and went to dinner last night, and we were wondering if the restaurant would allow us to come in and sit down. And So I just went on Facebook and typed in the restaurant. There it is. Bang, brought it up. It's almost like a website. You can call. You can get directions. It'll tell you if they're open. It'll say seating, carry out. It basically gives you all the information that you would need to determine if you want to go over there and eat. And they did, and we did. It took a few years, and now it's just become something we're used to. Oh, yeah, Facebook, of course. It's the new Yellow Pages. But something always comes along, you know, and then there's Instagram. Same sort of shit, different way. And now there's TikTok and Snapchat. You know, my son was down at the, my son worked at the boardwalk this year, and he's 15. And some girl's like, hey, what's your Snapchat? He's like, Snapchat? I mean, he had it, but he, you know, that he didn't, he was new to understanding that that's the way this person wanted to communicate with him was through Snapchat. And I'm like, you know, I'm 52. Right away, I'm like, you know, be careful. Don't post any weird pictures. You know, this is my fears as an adult with this kind of stuff because I didn't grow up with it. But they're like, you know, this is what we do. And my younger son is on TikTok, and one of his friends from school was kind of bullying him, I guess, a little bit. I mean, my ex-wife said he was being bullied. But it sounded like it was just one of his friends from school busting his balls. You know, teasing him about some game they play. So my ex-wife, she blocked the kid. And I'm like, well, you know, this is their life. This is what goes on, you know. You can't block or, you know, disconnect from everything that hurts your feelings. You know, if anything, my son should at least say, listen, you know, the facts are that I'm not, maybe my score wasn't that great. That's true. I can get better. I don't know. I'm not really sure what the solution is. I just know that it's what I'm dealing with or what I'm going through is that I'm an older guy dealing with young people problems. And I'm trying to imply my old thinking on the new thing. And it's very interesting. You know, don't pick on my poor son. I mean, of course you don't want your kid picked on, but, you know, do you want him to be tough? I mean, I have a good friend, my buddy Carlos, man. He is the fucking worst, man. He's like a pack of wolves. And if he sees an injury, he just attacks. He goes right after it. And if you can't handle it, you could definitely get your nose bent out of shape. Get your feelings hurt. Or just know that, that's just the way he loves people. And I think, God damn it, this guy driving me crazy. You know, but I wouldn't want him to change a thing. That's what I love about the guy. He's funny. You know, he's sarcastic. I told him, I worked 25 years on changing my behavior, and now I'm hanging out with someone just like me. You know, I have a lot of fun. Me and him have a lot of fun. I wouldn't be like, man, you hurt my feelings. You know, I don't want him to change. Oh my God. I was talking to him last night, and he's like being 52 with an eighth grade friend. He's like an eighth grader. And when we're like chatting, we're like two eighth graders. And we were laughing about something last night. Oh my God. I swear, you know, when you laugh so hard and you just stop making noise, your lungs like collapse. That's what happened to me last night. I mean, like my abs hurt today. It was so fucking funny. I treasure that. I love that kind of stuff. I love laughing. You know, when I love being sober, and I love the sober community, but we can be a little dry, you know? We're so analyzed sometimes, you know? I remember when I've shared it before, being sarcastic, and a friend called me out on it, and I felt like I was a bad person because I was sarcastic. Yeah, maybe that's something I use, a tool to defend or, you know, deflect. I don't know what it is. I don't really care, but it did. It at least allowed me to recognize it. You know, what's wrong? Why do you got to hurt people's feelings? It's like, I get it. And I do, I recognize it. And then, you know, I realize there are people that they don't want to be treated sarcastically. And then there's other people that think it's a lot of fun and can handle it. You know, and I want my son to be able to handle if someone calls him out and says, listen, your score wasn't that good. If you're going to play with the big boys, you gotta be one. And, you know, we can't police, you know, every little thing. But at the same time, it is weird, you know, because back when I was a kid, you couldn't go, you know, kids didn't go online because that was danger, stranger danger. But now they do this Roblox. I don't know if you have any kids, but these Roblox, I mean, that is the devil's game right there. Whatever it is, the devil's platform. You know, you go on it. It does the most mindless shit you've ever seen. I was talking to Sam the other day. I'm like, what is it? And he goes, he's running around as a bee and he's got to smash things to get honey. And then the more honey he gets, the more, I don't know if other weapons or the ability to smash things becomes greater, allowing you to get more points, you know, typical kind of thing. Or you can spend $3.99 and get a million honeys. He's like, I go, it looks like you're doing good. I mean, I told him, I go, this is mindless bullshit. I don't know why you're even playing this dumb game. But they like it. They run around in this, like, arena with a bunch of other knuckleheads. And, you know, but when I was a kid, we didn't go on chat rooms. That's where the creeps were, right? That's where the weird folks were. That's how they kidnapped you. That's what it is now. It's all online. I mean, I love playing video games. You know, I'm big Atari, you know, Nintendo, whatever it was. I loved all of it. But now you try to play a video game and you got to sign in to the online arena. Like now all these games you have to, we were trying to play a game yesterday and you have to basically open up a group to find a group to play. You just can't play the game. It's all online. I mean, I know there are some games. It's not everything's online. But, you know, there are a lot of, you know, you're sitting there waiting in the waiting room. And then people start popping into their group. And then all of a sudden, when you get enough people, then you can play a game. I don't know any of these people. That's how it is now. But to me, that's crazy. And, you know, I was watching my daughter. She's got a little character in the arena. And, you know, I guess you could do push-ups. And she's doing push-ups. And this weird, creepy character comes up and starts, like, doing push-ups on top of her. I'm like, wait a minute, what's that guy doing? That guy a creeper? I mean, what's going on? You know, kids are like, oh, that guy's a hacker, creeper, weirdo. The kids are more aware of it than we are. You know? Accountability. Policing yourself, I guess. I don't know. I ordered a new book and I haven't gotten it, but I wanted to read this Daily Reflections. So September 11th, 9/11, day after my birthday. You know, anybody out there that has family or, you know, was affected by 9/11, you know, our thoughts are with you. I have family that was clearly affected. We have. My brother-in-law was a fireman up in New York. My other brother-in-law was in the financial district. My family's all from New York. They were all, you know, right there when it happened. Firefighters, all that. And it's a tough day. But it's September 11th. And the post is making amends. Above all, we should try to be absolutely sure that we are not delaying because we are afraid. Above all, we should try to be absolutely sure that we are not delaying because we're afraid. Delaying the amends, I guess. To have courage, to be unafraid, are gifts of my recovery. They empower me to ask for help and to go forth in making amends with a sense of dignity and humility. Making amends may require a certain amount of honesty that I feel I lack. Yet the help of God and the wisdom of others, I can reach within and find the strength to act. My amends may be accepted or they may not. But after they are completed, I can walk with a sense of freedom, and I know that for today, I am responsible. I'm accountable. I said that. I am responsible is how it finishes. But it's I'm being accountable. You know, my amends may be accepted or they may not be. But after they are completed, I can walk with a sense of freedom. That's like basically dropping the anchor. Dropping the anchor. Freeing ourselves of that burden. You know, I think that, you know, I've talked about in the past about doing things rightly. You know, I always said that I was great at saying sorry because I was always in trouble. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I don't say I'm sorry, and then in my brain I go, I shouldn't do that again so I don't have to go through this again. I would do it again and have to say sorry again. It was like my sorries became just worthless. And so, you know, to do it rightly, you know, sorry, fine, I'm sorry. Sorry. It's probably not rightly. It's like I just need to get out of this. You know, that's one of the step 10, you know, that, you know, keeping our side of the street clean. That became very important for me when I got sober. That freedom, that of no guilt and shame. Become very sensitive to that as a sober person. You know, I'll do something and I'll be like, oh, geez, I feel bad. And then I'll, like, the, for instance, I do a podcast called the Rehoboth Social Podcast. And it's one small business helping another. And these two young guys who I know, they've come on some other podcasts with some of the other people that podcast for us. And they're like, yeah, we're doing this event this weekend. Can we come on your podcast and chat about it? And I'm like, absolutely. So granted, you know, prior to COVID, I was doing a lot of podcasting, but I was in a scheduling rhythm. You know, I'd be like, hey, you know, you want to do a podcast? Sure. I'd write it in my paper book, and then I'd go into my Vigaro, and I'd schedule it. Carlos and I share the Vigaro. He would see it. You know, we knew what was going on. And then COVID hit, and really I stopped doing, nobody wanted to come in the studio. We did some podcasting through Zoom or whatever there is out there. And so we were kind of doing a few things, but as far as the Rehoboth Social Podcast goes, I'm not doing it through Zoom. I like to sit in the studio face-to-face and chat with people. And so wasn't doing a lot of podcasting. And, you know, as time has gone on, like Tiffany and I, we started doing our TNT podcast again back in the studio. And then I started doing a couple little Rehoboth Social podcasts. Carlos and I have been podcasting. So, you know, we're kind of getting back to, I won't say normal, but at least as far as trying to regularly do a podcast in the studio. And these guys are like, we want to come on your podcast. I'm like, hell yeah, of course, right on. But saying yes and then not writing it down had become my new habit. And they showed up on Monday and there was already another podcast scheduled there. You know, we have a network, a social podcast network, and we have like 9 podcasters. So, or maybe 7, I don't know, but we have a bunch of podcasters and we use a calendar and I didn't look at it and someone had the studio. So these guys show up, they take time out of their day and they come over here and I'm like, listen guys, I'm not gonna be able to do it. I screwed up. I didn't look at the calendar and somebody else has the studio. And I've even made that mistake. I've asked someone to move and I really regretted that because they did move and then I couldn't pull it together. So we basically, nobody was in the studio. And this person was very disappointed, not mad at me, but just like, Tom, what? God damn it. And I'm like, I'll never do that again. That was a ego devastating moment. I was humiliated. I was embarrassed, and I should have never asked her to move her podcast appointment, her studio time. I should have never asked her, and I chose to. Arrogant. And you know what? And that's a great example. It was about, because I didn't want to be down here doing podcasts all day. I wanted to be here early, do some podcasting, and then get out of here. And so I was trying to move this person up who was, that spot was taken. It was me basically being inconvenienced, and then an arrogant level showed up, and all of a sudden I'm asking people to do stuff that I knew better, and I asked anyway. I started to run by a new set of rules. But these guys, you know, they showed up, and I'm like, listen, I can't do it. And they were disappointed. Yeah, I was surprised they even came back, honestly. They were annoyed. And I texted them, and I said, listen, guys, I really apologize. This is what's been going on. Blah. And then when they showed up, and then we did the podcast on air, I apologized to them on air. And I said, I apologize. You know, this is me falling short. And they were like, no problem, man. But I felt bad about it. I felt really bad. I was dragging an anchor. I was carrying that bitch. And, yeah. I am, yeah, I'm grateful today. I'm grateful to be sober. I'll post this one. This wasn't so bad. It's a, you know, I struggle because I don't want to, I just want to share some of the shit that I go through. I can't get anybody sober. Nobody can get me sober. It's a choice I have to make. There's a lot of people that are lined up to help me if I make that choice, but I need to make that choice. And, you know, it helps me to chat about it a bit. I hope I'm not giving advice. I'm definitely not trying to. You know, if you're new, get a sponsor, work with a sponsor, you know, read the big book, open up, just try to have an open mind and just go with it for a bit. You know, what's the worst that can happen? You drink again. You know, I drink after 5 years, best thing I ever did. I don't recommend it. Best thing I ever did. You know, I might have a chance today because what I was doing before was a complete fraud. So, hang in there. If you have any questions or you want to give me a shout out, you can find me on I'm Sorry About Last Night podcast on Instagram, or you can find us on the Social Podcast Network. You can check out our site, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. You can reach out through there. There's a message place you can reach out through there as well. And you know, if you have anything you want to talk about or you want me to talk about, I'll share whatever I can, all right? Hope everyone has a great day. It's Friday. Enjoy. Be safe. Be good. Bye-bye.